about the passage we read, the story of Bartimaeus. We're not given his name here, but in the parallel passage in Mark chapter 10, we're told his name is Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. And that's his name. I suppose to most people here, maybe it's a well-known story. We've heard it maybe many times. But just to remind ourselves, Jesus here is passing through Jericho. He's on his way to Jerusalem. And there's a big crowd around, a crowd had gathered. Some were traveling with him. Some were gathering to see him. And Bartimaeus is a beggar. And he's blind and he hears the noise. He wants to know what's happening. When he heard that Jesus was passing by, he cries out to him. People around kind of be quiet. But the more they taught him to be quiet, the louder he shouted until Jesus hears him. And then Jesus asks him what he wants. He says he wanted to see. We're told in the passage he is healed. And he followed Jesus praising God. No, it's a nice story. If that's all it is, it's a nice story. But it's more than a story. There's a lot for us to see here and understand from that. And I hope that we can see something of what God wants us to know. First thing I want us to think about is Bartimaeus' condition. Bartimaeus is blind. It's very hard for us to imagine how terrible it must be not to be able to see. We have some people in the church here with bad eyesight and some who can hardly see. For us who can see, we can't understand it. We think of Bartimaeus here. He's in an awful condition. He couldn't appreciate the beautiful things of the world. He couldn't appreciate the hills, the snow, the flowers, even the sun. And for Bartimaeus, there's no light in his world at all. And his condition is a tremendous handicap to him. In many ways, far more than it would be today. Things have moved on tremendously in terms of help for people who can't see. But for Bartimaeus, there's no hope of a job. He's totally dependent upon others to lead him about. There were no guide dogs. Certainly there was no braille. No audio books. No disability benefits. Nothing that we would have today to alleviate the difficulties and problems of not being able to see. And for Bartimaeus, his whole life probably consisted of being taken by his friends to his spot. Every day, every morning, and he would stay there, and he would beg until the evening. That was his life. He would stay until someone came and brought him back home. So he's not only blind, he's a beggar. He's someone who's looked down upon, he's someone who's despised. And he has to rely upon other people's generosity for his money and for his food. He has nothing of his own. Can't do anything. Such an awful condition. And it's hard for us to comprehend how awful it would have been in that age to be as he was. And yet the Bible tells us very clearly that today there are many in a far worse state. Many who live in a world which is far darker than the one in which Bartimaeus lived in. The Bible tells us that they are spiritually and morally blind. God tells us in Jeremiah that they have ears, but they don't hear. They have eyes, but they don't see. In Isaiah, we're told of them that they grope as those without eyes. But who are these people? Well, it's men and women in general. it's you and it's me. It's all of us if we're left to ourselves. Just left to ourselves, we're blind, we're lacking in spiritual understanding. We're lacking in moral discernment. Why do we see so many awful things happening in the world? Why do we constantly be surprised at the things that people will do? Well, like us, they have no moral discernment, no spiritual understanding. It's interesting that in the book of Judges, God speaks of the people there. That everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Isn't that true today? We do what suits us. People are happy to do what they want to do without regard for others. Everyone does what's right in their own eyes. A total disregard for God's law. Total disregard for the laws of men. And that's what we see expressed in the violence of our time, in the attitudes in our society. But what we need to be clear on is this. It's not just the murderer, the terrorist, the mugger, the paedophile who comes into this category. Mention to the children that the Bible tells us the God of this age or the God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers. That's the devil. And left to ourselves, we're all like this. And left to ourselves, we're all capable of this. Who is God talking about? Well, all those who don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who don't know him as their Savior are in this condition. We might be religious, we might do good works and do things for charity and give money. It's all meaningless. Because our eyes have been blinded. And the reality is that because of this, men and women, boys and girls, young people, are in a worse condition than this blind man. This blind man couldn't see. He had a miserable life. But those who are spiritually blind are condemned to eternity of darkness. Condemned the punishment. They're condemned to hell itself. An awful place. A place of eternal punishment. It's real. It's a place of separation from God. It's a place reserved for those who are blind. Those who close their eyes to God. An awful situation to be in. Bartimaeus' condition was awful. We would hate to be like him. But you know, left to ourselves, we're far worse. We've got far less going for us. Because we have no future. We have no hope. So Bartimaeus' condition. Bartimaeus' concern. Bartimaeus was aware of his condition. He was aware of his need. He knew he was blind. There wasn't any doubt about that. He knew he could do nothing to help himself. And here he is. He's sat by the roadside. He's begging. And as he's begging, he hears a noise. Some kind of procession. Lots of people. A large crowd. Maybe he senses the excitement in their voices, their happiness. And maybe he thinks, well, this is hopeful. Lots of people come in. Maybe I'll get a bit more money today. Maybe a chance to have enough to buy some food or some clothes. And he asks, what's happening? What's happening? Why is there such a buzz? Why is there so much noise? So excitement. He's told that Jesus is coming past. this is something different. This is something special. Because he's heard of Jesus. He's heard how Jesus has healed the sick. He's made the lame walk. He's raised the dead. He's made the blind see. And maybe if he could help others, he could help him. And suddenly we find that Bartimaeus' thoughts have changed. And he forgets about his begging. And he begins to call out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." He knew that Jesus was coming past. He knew that no one else could help him. So he cries out. And what happens? Well, the people say, "Shh, be quiet. Be quiet. It's Jesus. He's not bothered with you. Be quiet." And we're told, he cried out again. And they said, "Be quiet." Maybe, I don't know, they were embarrassed by his words. Maybe they were afraid of the Pharisees. Maybe they thought Jesus was not interested. Or maybe they thought Jesus was too busy. But Bartimaeus is not only aware of his condition. He's also aware of the urgency of the situation. And so we're told he shouted more and more. And he shouted louder and louder. And he wouldn't keep quiet, no matter what people said to him. For him, there was too much at stake. He didn't want to be blind for the rest of his life. He didn't want to be in darkness for the rest of his life. And so the more they told him to be quiet, the more he shouted out. He'd heard of Jesus. And he knew Jesus could heal him. And Jesus is here now. And Jesus might never come that way again. He couldn't afford to keep quiet. He had too much to lose. And he kept calling and calling until Jesus heard. And Jesus spoke to him. When Jesus comes, what does he do? He asks him what he wants. Maybe a strange question. "What can I do for you?" Well, I'm blind. But what can I do for you? Because he could have asked for all sorts of things, couldn't he? He knew who Jesus was. But he could have asked for money. He could have asked for food so he needn't beg. Maybe a big house with servants to look after him. But the reality was that Bartimaeus knew what his problem was. He knew what the root cause of his problem was, his blindness. And if he could see, then everything else would fall into place. Everything else would be dealt with. He could live a normal life, work, earn a living, provide for himself. What he really wanted, he wanted to see. "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Bartimaeus' concern. He knew his condition. And he wasn't happy with his condition. He wanted it changed. And that's the thing next about Jesus' mercy. Jesus' mercy. What does Bartimaeus cry? "Son of David, have mercy on me." What does Jesus do? Well, here he is. He's surrounded by a large crowd. There's lots of noise, lots of excitement. He's busy. He's on his way to Jerusalem. He's on his way to Calvary. In Luke, we're told that Jesus had resolutely set out for Jerusalem. He knew that his time was over. He knew he was going to die. And he set out for Jerusalem. And on his way to Jerusalem, he's coming here through Jericho. And he doesn't need distractions, does he? He's got enough on his mind. He's got enough to think about. Yet what do we find? He stops. He stops. Amazing thing. Jesus stopped. And he listened. What do you want me to do? Well, I want to see. What does he say? Well, your faith has healed you. And immediately, he can see physically. He can see all that's around him. But amazingly, he's also healed spiritually. Your faith has healed you. He has faith, but not only that. He received his sight and followed Jesus. It's not just a physical thing. There's a spiritual thing happening here. He follows Jesus. He has faith. He's met with Jesus. And his life has been completely turned around and revolutionized. What an amazing thing. An amazing miracle is done here. His life has changed. He can see. But he can see spiritually. What about us here? What about you? What about me? We've already said sin makes us blind. It affects how we see things. It affects what we understand as being right and wrong. That's why the world's in a mess. Because people have no real concept of what's right and wrong. There are no absolutes for them. Things have been distorted. It distorts our view as if we're looking through frosted glass. Spoils our life. Like blindness spoiled the life of Bartimaeus. And only Jesus can deal with sin. And as with Bartimaeus, Jesus is passing by. The Bible says to us, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he's near. Jesus is near today. Jesus can be found today. There's a time coming when he won't be near. There's a time coming when it's going to be too late. Bartimaeus would never have had another chance. Jesus never came that way again. Bartimaeus didn't know that. But Jesus was there. He was there then. And Bartimaeus called upon him. Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, to his death. And Bartimaeus calls upon him. And you may not have another chance to meet with Jesus. The Bible tells us it's the day of grace. It's a day when we can come to God. There's another day coming, which is a day of judgment. Where we all have to give an account of ourselves to him. You may not have another chance to meet with Jesus. You may not be here tomorrow. It's an interesting thought, isn't it? Our lives are in God's hands. No one knows what tomorrow holds. You may not have another chance. Jesus may not pass near you again. What are you going to do? Well, we need to have our sins dealt with. Only Jesus can deal with our sins. Only Jesus can take our sins away, as he took away Bartimaeus' blindness. But as with Bartimaeus, the most important thing for us is to recognize we have a need. To recognize we have a problem. If we haven't got a problem, well, it doesn't matter, does it? If we're not feeling ill, we don't go to the doctor. The Bible says we're sinners. The Bible says we're foreigners, we're aliens and strangers from God. We're separated from God by our sin. And God is holy, and God cannot bear to have sin in his presence. That the only way to him is through the Lord Jesus Christ. We had it in the children's talk. I am the way, the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. But how do we come? Well, we have to recognize our need first of all. We have to recognize we are sinners. We have to recognize we're far from Him. Recognize we've broken His laws. Recognize we've offended the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And recognize that there's a punishment for that. The wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. Eternal death. Hell itself. But praise God, it doesn't end there. But the gift of God is eternal life. We can have life. We can have our eyes opened. We can have the glory of heaven if we turn in repentance and faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. We need to recognize our sin, recognize our need, and we turn from our sin and our need, and we turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we call upon Him. I am the way. I am the way. No one comes to the Father but by me. There's no other way. For Bartimaeus, there was no other way. I'm sure he'd seen all the doctors. I'm sure he had all the help that he could have had. There's no other way. And for us, there's no other way. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You will be saved. That's it. Full stop. No other way. Question for all of us to consider. Have we met with Jesus? Have we, like Bartimaeus, called out to Him? We cried out, Son of David, have mercy upon me. We need God's mercy. We need God's grace. Because if we don't know His mercy and His grace, then all we will know is His anger and His wrath. And all that awaits us when we leave this world is hell. This life isn't the end. It's appointed unto man, we're told. Appointed unto everyone to die. Everyone dies. But after that, there's a judgment. Don't lose sight of that. Don't be blind. We all have to leave this world sometime. Where are we going? We need to call out to Jesus. Son of David, have mercy on me. If you cried out to Him, pray that God would help us to consider these things. They're not just stories. It's reality. It's reality. There's a living God who will hold us to account for our sin. But there's a living God who's given us a Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. I am the way. I am the way, Jesus said. No one comes to the Father but by me. Pray that God will help us to see that. Amen.